We are learning now Daf Lamed Gimel on the base of Masechtas Tamid, and we're starting at the top of the Amid. Bizman Shekoyin Gadol Nichnas L'Shtach Havois. If the Kohen Gadol was going in to bow down, in the event the Kohen Gadol was going in to bow down, because all the Kahanim went in to be M'Shtach Havein. And the covet was that the Kohen Gadol went in first to M'Shtach Havein. After the Avodah, everyone went in to bow down. So the Kohen Gadol was first to go in. So as man Kohen Gadol nichnas, when the Kohen Gadol goes in, there are three kahanim hold on to him. That's covered when he walks with an entourage of three kahanim. Echad meaning one holds on to his right side, echad b'sveil, one on the left side, echad ba'avonim tovus. The other one holds on to his avonim tovus. He's wearing on the ephod and the choshen. He's wearing these nine stones. They hold on to that. That means they stand behind him. This one person stands behind the Kohen Gadol. This one kohen, and he holds on to the kohen by holding on to his choshen and his ephod. When the Kohen Gadol is ready to leave the Heichel, and the Munah hears him leaving, you can hear him, the bells ringing from the Me'il, he picked up the Parechis, let him leave. Now what did he do when he was in there? Nichnas v'shtachav, he went in and he bowed down, v'yotzu, left, nichzu achiv ha'kanam v'shtachav v'yotzu, then the Kohanim came afterwards, they went in, they bowed down in front of Hashem, and they left. And the Mepharshim handle why Dafka pick up the Pareches when he leaves, not when he comes in. So one of the Pshatim are, because he walks in straight. When he leaves, he walks out backwards. It's very hard to open the Pareches backwards. Therefore, the Mamuna opens it for him. Now, they all come out of the Heichel. Both Omdu Amayelas Ulam. All the Kahanim stood on the steps of the Ulam. Omdu Harishonim Ledarin. So one of the Pshatim means that all the five Kahanim who had jobs, that means two kahanim who did the dishoin, the cleaning, and the three kahanim who did the ketores, they omdu rishonim ledarim acheim. They stood to the left of the acheim kahanim. To the left of the acheim kahanim, that's where they stood. They stood closer to the mizbeach. V'chamisha keilim b'yodam. There's another pshat. The Rosh learns that omdu rishonim ledarim acheim means that the two who did the dishoin stood on the left side of the three who did the keteris, because the keteris were in tzafon. It's more chashuv to be in the tzafon, and therefore they went to the left of the rishonim, were the left of the people who did the kahanim who did the keteris. That's the other pshat. But in any event, the kahanim are standing on the steps, and the five kahanim who had jobs in the heichal, v'chamisha kelim b'yadim, they had five kelim b'yadim. Ateni v'yarechad, the one who did the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the cleaning of the inside Mizbeach, he had this big basket called a tani. V'akuz b'yad echad. And the pitcher was in the hand of the one who cleaned the menorah. V'hamachta b'yad acher. And the one who brought the fire for the keteris was holding the shovel. B'yad echad. V'abazach b'yad echad. The other one who had the job of the keteris holding the spoon. V'kaf v'kasri b'yad echad. And the one who was going to pour it into, the one who poured it, they say the opposite. It could be Vabazach Biyad Echad is the one who poured it. He's the friend who poured the keteris onto the one who's doing the keteris. Vakafik is Biyad Echad, and the one who did the keteris is holding the spoon and the cover. Biyad Echad. Zakhtar Gemara, Zakhtar Mishdavaita, Ubarchu es Om Bracha Achas. And they benched the Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yar Hashem Panavalecha Vichuneka, Yisa Hashem Panavalecha Vyasim Rashalayim. They benched that bracha and they made it one long bracha. El Shemedina, Imre Moshe Shal is bracha. So Medina is three different brachas. Yerecha Hashem Yishmerecha is one. Yar Hashem Panavalecha Vichuneka is two. And with Mikdash is only one bracha. It's only one bracha. So that's one difference between Medina and the Mikdash. Another difference is with Mikdash, Imre Moshe Hashem Kiksavai. In the Mikdash, he said Hashem HaMefayrish. When he said Yerecha Hashem Yishmerecha, he said Hashem HaMefayrish Kiksavai. In Medina, they said, "And Adnos, Adoshem." That's what they said. In Medina, Kaham Noisim Sdeim Kneged Kasveim. In Medina, they Kaham hold a hand Kneged their shoulders. With Mikdash, they have to pick the hands. They have to pick the hands of Gabriel Hashem above the heads. Why? Because in the Mikdash, the Shechina was Shira on their hands, and therefore the Shechina has to be above everything. Mashenkin in Medina, in Chutzlaris, in Zvanazeh, the Shechina is not Shira on the hands, and therefore they could do connect the shoulders. Chutz Mekoyin Gadol, He can't pick his hands above the tzitz, because the tzitz is also Shem Hashem. So he does not pick up his hand above his head. Even the Kohen Gadol picks up his hand above the tzitz. And Lashon Visa Aharon sounds like that he picked up his hands. Visa Aharon is Yodav Balaam. Even with the tzitz, he picked up his hands very high up. Now I'm going to go to next job. Next job is to bring the Evarim from the Kevesh up onto the Mizbech. Now, we had a machlokes before, who does it? Either there was a new pious for that, for there was one kohen to do it, who's going to do it, or the same six kahanim who brought it there, they have now the job to bring it up. But the halacha is that if a kohen gadol wants to do it, he has a right to do it, anytime. In our mission, I'm talking about that case where the kohen gadol did it. Now, halacha is, how they bring it up to Mizbech, they brought it up to a top of Kevesh, right before the top, they threw it on the Mizbech. You learn now, just like Zrika's dam has to be Zrika, the Haktar Osta has to be thrown. And Osta has to be thrown over the floor of the Azara. There's a little space between the Kevesh and the Mizbech, like a few inches, and that space was considered Karka of the Azara, and they threw it, so it went over the Karka Azara. So let's say the Kohen Gadol wants to do the job first. So it says, Zvan, she can go to the Reutzel Haktar, Yo'ilub Kevesh, she went up to the Kevesh, Vaskan B'Yamina, and the Skan is on its right side. Gila Machsa Kevesh, it starts getting a little hard for him to walk up this ramp. Ochaz Vaskan B'Yamina, the Skan grabbed his right side, Vahaleo, and pulled him up. Then, Vahoshitloy HaRishoin, so this mission is going according to Mali Yamar, that's always the same six Kahanim who bring it up. So the Rishoin got the job at least to give it to the Kohen Gadol. He handed him the Reutz V'Aregel. And the Kohen Gadol was Samach Aleim, the Kohen Gadol did smicha on it. It's like a smicha on the Rabbanon here, because it's really dead pieces already. Smicha is usually on a live animal, but he did smicha on it. You know, he davened, oh, Chabia Kapara, Vizorak, and he threw it, Zorakon, he threw it onto the Mizbech. Hoshita Sheni the Rishon, the second Kohen gave it to the Rishon, Shtei Adayim. The second Kohen, the job was the Shtei Adayim, so he handed it to the Rishon now. And Rishon, nice little Kohen Gadol, gave it to Kohen Gadol, Samach Aleim, Samach Aleim, Zorakon, and he threw it. Nishvat Hashemi, the second guy leaves, Vahalachlai, leaves. And now we have a third guy who had the next Evarim, and he handed it to Rishon, who gave it to Kohen Gadol. Kachoy Meshitun Loy, Sharko Evarim, Vusamech Aleim, he's Samechon, Vazarkon, and he threw it onto the Mizbeach. Vazman Shu Reitze, Vusamech, Vacherim Zarkim. If you're Kohen Gadol once, he could just do the smicha and have someone else throw it onto the Mizbeach. Bolo Lahakim Pesam Mizbeach. Now he has to go around the Mizbeach to go do the Nisa Chayayin. The Maracha was on the right corner, when you're going up the Kevesh, on the right corner. That was the corner where the Maracha was, where the fire was. The left corner, right across the street, left corner is the Yayin, Nisach Yayin. So now, really, you could just turn to the left and go to the next corner. But the Lach is, you're always supposed to go to the right. Therefore, you're supposed to surround the Mizbeach. Now, actually, when a regular Kohen did it, not a Kohen Gadol, and he was the Kohen who held the wine, his job, so he went straight to the left, because if you walk around the Mizbeach with wine, the wine will get ruined from all the smoke. But the Kohen Gadol wasn't holding the wine. The Kohen Gadol was just going to pour the wine. Someone else was going to hand it to him. Therefore, he could walk around. So, Bala Lahakav Mizbeach, Mehechonu Maschum, Karen Dremes Mizrachi. He starts from the right corner. Then he goes Mizrachis Sfinis. He goes to the far right corner. And then he goes to the far left. Marovis Mizrachis. The Mekaren Dremes Mizrachis. The Mizrachis Sfinis. Then Sfinis Marovis. That's the northwest, and then Maravis Deraimis is the southwest, which is right to the left. So he walks around the whole Mizbeach, the whole perimeter of Mizbeach. Then Oslo Yayin Lanasech, he gives him wine to pour. Hasgan Oimid Al Karen, and when he's doing the pouring of the wine, the Sgan stands on one of the corners. The corners are Amaway Amma. So it's around 18 inches by 18 inches square. It's very high up. He's like 20 feet high in the air, and he's standing on his karen, Vasadaram B'yadin, and he has his handkerchiefs in his hand. And Shnei Kahanim Oidim Al Shulchan Chalavim, and there's two Kahanim standing on one of those two tables that were next to the Mizbeach. We spoke about it before, two tables. He stands on the marble table, and that's called Shulchan Chalavim, that's where you put all the limbs. Vashtei Chatzoyses B'yadim, they have two trumpets in the hand, and when he's ratdu Nisach Yayin, the Taku V'Ariyah V'Taku, they blew the shofar and did the Teruah, and they blew the shofar again with Tekiah. Then they went to Ben Arza, one on his right side, one on his left side. And he bows, when the Kohen bows, you know, bends down to pour, the Skan starts waving his Sedarim, his handkerchiefs, he's standing on the carrier, remember? And Ben Arza starts clapping his cymbals, He bangs them into each other. Redibru is like two like round metal discs, and he bangs them to each other. Redibru Avim Mashir, and Levim start singing. Hebiul Giul Perek. In every shir, they stopped three times. There were three parakim. So Giul Perek, they finished at the end of a subject. Toku, they blew shofar again. Vishtachvu Ha'om, and the ganza klai shall bow down. I'll call Perek Tekiah, on every Perek there's a Tekiah, I'll call Tekiah Shtachavah, on every Tekiah there's you're bowing down. Zeo Seda Atomid Avedis Bezalkeinu, this is the way he did Avedis Atomid, Yirotzon Shiyabonim Heimei Amen. The Rotzon Hashem is you should build the Beis HaMikdosh. It's very Tzukapas for today and Hashana Rabbah. So look at the last Mishnah. Hashir Shoy Levim Oimrim Bemikdosh. What was the Shir that Levim said in Beis HaMikdosh? Vem Rishnoy Oimrim Lashem Ha'oretz Umaloya Tevel V'yoshevah. The first day of Yom Rishon, they said the Mizmor L'Shem Ha'aretz U'Maloya Tevel V'Yoshveva. Like the Rosh explains, Hashem Shekano Yilamik, Hashem created the world on the first day. That's why it says Hashem Ha'aretz U'Maloya. Hashem Ha'aretz U'Maloya Hashem Ulu Ma'oid B'Hir L'Kenu Har Kachoy. And like the Rosh explains, because it says there that Hashem is our Melech, and this was the day that he made some of his Meisim, and he became the king of us. That Hashem is the king, and he's the Dayan. That's it. On the third day, review Hashem takes the comma from the, and it like explains that was the day that the sun and the moon were created, and they take the comma from the people who served them as Avodah Zarah. That was there Hashem created the animals and the birds and the fish, and they could sing to Hashem the Shira. And that the reason is because Hashem finished his malacha. It was a geis. Mizmar Shir is the Mizmar of Asa Lavi. When the world will be completely Shabbos. Menucha l'chay elamim. Hadron Allah, bizman shekan gadol v'slika lo, mesechtas tamid. Mazel tov.